archaeology and strange finds. We have been finding things when we are conducting our archaeological digs which affect some of the things we believe. They change our history and defy physics, and even lead us to the conclusion extraterrestrials have been here. These digs take place all over the world and some of the things they come up with are truly astounding. Some of these discoveries may only interest people in the field and certain scientists, while others should be of interest to all of us. One of the things which is related to digs which interests me is how we keep finding North America was settled further and further back in time. We had reached a point where we believed the Clovis culture came here around 13,500 to 12,800 years ago. This is based on finding their stone tools. Spearheads were found which were carved a certain way and became known as the Clovis Point. Scientists were more than satisfied to believe these were the oldest settlers here, but that has all changed now. While digging in an area in central Texas in a valley, archaeologists went into a stratum which was 1,500 to 2,000 years older than the Clovis find, and to their surprise they found tools and spearheads of a different style from that of the Clovis points, which indicated to them others had been here before the Clovis people. Now we are looking at people who may have got to the western part of the United States by some Pacific route, not by a northern route as had been supposed for the Clovis people. Sometimes the remains of people are found when people start digging into different areas. Such was the case in Mexico when villagers started digging. I don't know the reason for them digging. Possibly it was for a well or something like that, but the point is not why they dug, but what they found. They found corpses, but not ordinary ones. About half of the bodies had elongated skulls. There has been a dispute going on for ages about how people's skulls got this way. Some have said they represent alien bodies, but others claim they were apt from birth to force them into these shapes. One theory is extraterrestrials once ruled the great civilizations of South and Central America and people wanted to look more like them. They had elongated skulls, so the people in respect would bind the skulls of their children to make their skulls this way. It is not often a brain is found in a dig. Brains decompose easily due to their construction, but this was not the case when a skull was found in northern England. A skull was found and to the surprise of everyone there was still a brain in it. It was 2,600 years old. The brain had gotten pickled somehow, probably by some natural process. The belief was the head had been cut from the body and buried separately for some reason. Some believe it was some sort of ritual. One tomb which was being dug revealed something which no one could explain. The tomb had been sealed for about 400 years and this was the first time it was entered since it was closed. It was located in China. As the archaeologists looked through the tomb for objects, they found something which no one could explain. The team was composed of archaeologists who had been joined by journalists filming a documentary about the tomb sealed in the Ming Dynasty. As the archaeologists were removing a lid from a coffin, an archaeologist who was a former museum curator stated, "Suddenly a piece of rock dropped off and hit the ground with metallic sound. We picked up the object, and found it was a ring. After removing the covering soil and examining it further, we were shocked to see it was a watch. They had found a 100 years old watch ring. The watch backing stated in was manufactured in Switzerland. It used the words Swiss made. The country of Switzerland was only established in 1848. The tomb showed no sites of ever being entered and nothing was damaged or missing as best can be determined. There had been theories of time travelers espoused. How the watch ring got into the tomb may never be known. Some don't believe the incident ever happened. In 1970, a strange piece of aluminium was found in Romania. The people who found it thought it was a strange find because it was found in an area which would indicate it had extreme age, and that was the problem. Aluminium has not been around very long. It was first extracted from ore in 1825, so how could this be ancient aluminium? Eventually the piece was sent to a laboratory in Lausanne, Switzerland, and the lab determined the true age of the piece was 250,000 years old. The piece turned out to be 90% aluminium and 10% other minerals. The people involved with the piece believe it is the remnant of a UFO. I think there is more to this. We have discovered other items similar to this, and it could indicate there were intelligent civilizations on this planet before us. For those of us who are fascinated by very ancient Egyptian tombs, one of the latest discoveries has the world very excited. It is a 4,400-year-old tomb of an ancient princess. Every little girl likes to hear about princesses, and this one was very mysterious. There are various scenes painted on the walls, and one shows a band of musicians playing while a monkey dances. It is almost like something out of a modern children's book. Sometimes things are found inside rocks. There is an entire list of objects inside chunks of rock and coal, and these objects are far too advanced to have been in them. Take the case of a rock which was estimated to be 300 to 325 million years old. Inside of the rock, a screw and nub were found. This certainly defies what we believe, doesn't it? It would take advanced tools to create these things, and yet no humans were said to exist at the time. It is hard to deny these things because they are right in front of our face. Among many objects which were found where they shouldn't be was a clay statue of a human which was discovered in 1889 when he was drilling for water. The drill reached 300 feet deep when the statue was brought to the surface. This would make the statue about 2 million years old. There is a lot we cannot explain which we are finding. Much of it would indicate either there were former advanced civilizations on Earth millions of years ago, or aliens had colonies here and they may have looked a lot like us